This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. The USDA published the December World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates this week and made just one change to the domestic soybean balance sheet, a 60-cent month-over-month decrease in the season-ending average price, with the price now at $10.20 per bushel. That is despite strong export demand for soybean oil. We will hear more from World Agricultural Outlook Board Chairman Mark Jekinowski next.
Imagine having 86% more days with perfect weather. Imagine having an extra 4 hours every morning or a combine that's 86% more powerful. That's the feeling of a Revitec fungicide harvest. Revitec is proven to outperform the competition 86% of the time, providing up to 9.5 more bushels per acre. It's the number one recommended choice by growers. Visit Revitec.com and look forward to a future that's 86% more secure. Always read and follow label directions.
The December WASDE report showed a 60-cent month-over-month decrease in the season-ending average price, with the price now at $10.20 per bushel for soybeans. World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Mark Jekinowski says that is despite strong export demand for soybean oil.
We raised our soybean oil export forecast this month by 500 million pounds. We're at over 1.1 billion pounds of soybean oil exports forecast. Considerable increase year over year.
He says an uptick in world soybean production in December is due to a rise in soybean production from Argentina.
The change we made for Argentina this month, million ton increase, reflects higher area expectations. About 50% of that crop is planted at this point. So we're expecting higher area in Argentina as well as in Bolivia.
Jekinowski explains the factors behind an increase in global soybean oil exports, including exports from the U.S.
We raised our global crush forecast by 1.3 million tons. That reflects higher crush in Argentina. Argentina now supplying more soybean meal and more soybean oil into global export markets. And as well, Brazil and the United States are also exporting more soybean oil. And a little bit of a backstory on that is that this increased demand for soybean oil exports largely reflects tightening supplies of palm oil. There's been some weather issues in both Indonesia and Malaysia over the past year, some dryness earlier in the year.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.